Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Genesis 1, 20 to 23. Genesis 1, 20 to 23. And God said, "Let the water teem with living creatures and let birds fly above the earth across the vault of the sky." So God created the great creatures of the sea and every living thing with which the water teems and that moves about in it, according to their kinds, and every winged bird according to its kind. And God said it was good. God blessed them and said, "Be fruitful and increase in number, and fill the water in the seas, and let the birds increase on the earth." And there was evening, and there was morning, the fifth day. Let us reflect on the theme, embracing the gift of life. In Genesis 1, 20 to 23, we see God creating the abundance of aquatic life and the creatures that inhabit the skies. The theme of this passage is the vitality and diversity of life brought forth by the Creator. God's command not only introduces a myriad of sea creatures and birds, but also emphasizes the intrinsic goodness and beauty of each form of life. My dear friends, this portion of the creation account invites us to marvel at the symphony of life orchestrated by God. From the depths of the oceans to the heights of the skies, every living creature contributes to the harmonious melody of creation. As we reflect on this, we are reminded of the sacredness and interconnectedness of all life. We can learn two quick lessons from this text concerning our faith journeys. The first is celebrating the gift of life. This passage encourages us to celebrate and cherish the gift of life in all its forms. In our faith journeys, this means recognizing the inherent value of every individual and the diverse ecosystems that God has intricately designed. The second is stewardship of creation. God's command to sea creatures and birds to be fruitful and multiply implies a call to responsible stewardship. In our contemporary context, this challenges us to care for the environment and advocate for the well-being of all living beings. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, how can you actively celebrate the diversity of life in your community, recognizing it as a reflection of God's creative goodness? Number two, in what ways can you contribute to the stewardship of creation, ensuring that the delicate balance of life is respected and preserved in your daily actions? Creator God, we stand in awe of the symphony of life displayed in Genesis 1, 20 to 23. Thank you for the richness and diversity of the creatures that inhabit the seas and skies. May we, as stewards of your creation, celebrate and cherish the gift of life in all its forms. Guide us to actively participate in the harmonious melody of creation, advocating for the well-being of every living being. In the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.